Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to leave the Russian story. We're going to come back home to the Federal Reserve story. The single best monetary and Fed scholar I know, John Taylor, senior fellow in economics at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University professor of economics, author of many books, and Lord knows how many articles. First of all, John Taylor, how are you, my friend? It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's great to be back, and I'm glad you're talking about these important issues, Larry. It's great.
Holy cow. So, John, Jay Powell testified this week before Congress and, sounded pretty tough on inflation. And I wanted to get your take on the inflation story. The top-line number has obviously come down quite a bit. The core inflation rate looks very sticky. It's somewhere around 5%. And I wanted to first, let's start with your assessment of the inflation story and perhaps the economy as well.
Sure. Larry, I think the first thing that people tend to forget, you didn't mention it, is the Fed got behind the curve quite a bit for the last couple of years. They were at 0.5% and they should have been higher, and they've moved up a lot, and that's been good. There's no question about it. I think it's more to what they should be doing. The question is whether they should go any further. I think a little bit further would be good, but they paused recently, as you just mentioned, and hopefully they'll continue if it's necessary. But I think, I favor rules, strategies, and by that measure, they're closer than they were a year and a half ago, but they're not quite there all the way.
John, what's the operable Taylor rule telling you right now?
It's about 6% right now. It's rather than 5.25%, so a little bit more. But it's been that, inflation has come down, as you say, and I think that's to some extent because the Fed has begun to move. But we wanted to get the 2. 2 is their target. They talk about 2 all the time. 2 is more global. And so we want to get to 2, and we're not quite there just yet.
How sticky is this core inflation going to be?
It doesn't need to be that sticky. I think the main thing that we've learned over the years by thinking of monetary policy in the U.S. and in other countries is that if they indicate that their goal is 2, and they don't vary about that, there's been discussion about moving it, that people become convinced and that's where it's going to go. And I think there'll be very much of a less of impact on the economy. And that's certainly what we hope. That's what can be achieved as well.
You think there's a soft landing in the cards, or do you think there's a recession in the cards?
I think there's a soft landing for sure. If they do it a little bit, I think that they need to do a little bit more. But here you have to think about the global situation. The U.K. is a problem. The ECB is a problem. Latin America is a problem. And to some extent, I think the Fed's slowness over the last couple of years has led to slowness elsewhere. It's a global thing. And so I'm a little worried about the other countries, but less about the U.S. I think if we stick to the goal, which is a little bit more, that's gone from 25 basis points to 5.25, that's a good chunk, but a little bit more would be safer.
And what indicators are you looking at? I mean, for folks listening to this, you've got a very deeply inverted yield curve. There are yield curve models that show, inversion leads to a higher probability of recession. Commodity indexes tend to look soft, John. Money supply, M2 growth is very, very weak. I don't know how significant or important that is nowadays. I mean, what should we be looking at?
Well, I hate to say this, but, this so-called Taylor rule, which I mentioned a few minutes ago, has proved to be pretty accurate. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that that's exactly where they should be, but a year and a half ago, they were way below that. People like me were screaming, got to move, and they moved. And now they're closer. And if you look at history, not just the U.S., but other countries as well, the degree to they can stay close, the better. Now, the exchange rate's important. If the exchange rate's not so important right now, but it's important, that's got to be part of the factor. But that suggests, you know, a little over 5%, maybe 6% right now, given inflation rate's 4%, as you mentioned.
If you go to 6, what's the impact on the medium and longer-term rates?
It'll be a little bit of an impact, but I think if they go to 0.75 percentage point, it'll be convincing. I was a little disappointed they didn't move, as you mentioned recently. I think if they just continued in a more deliberative way, it'd be more convincing. This has led to a little confusion. At the same time, Powell has indicated, don't worry, we're going to move later. So I think that expectation is still there. And I don't think we need to have – this is something which we've learned. As long as we're deliberative and the Fed is clear what it's all about, is better. I think the fact that they got off quite substantially a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, has been a disadvantage, but they've made up a lot of that, and I think that's a good prognosis for the future.
The jobs market is holding up remarkably well. Do you think it will continue?
I think that will continue. I mean, there's going to be a bit of a slowdown. You're right, it's quite good. But here's where I think you need to mention the other policies you hinted at, fiscal policy, regulatory policy, our international policy. I think that the extent that they are supplementing, they're part of the overall equation. I've always argued it's not just monetary policy, fiscal policy, and don't forget regulatory policy. That's what you focused on a lot, Larry. And I think that's an important part of the ingredient. It's not just monetary policy. It's fiscal, regulatory, and our international policy as well.
Yeah, I mean, the regulatory stuff has been very punitive, and it's probably held back growth. I mean, there's good growth and there's bad growth, right? Bad growth is when you're overstimulating fiscal and monetary policy. Good growth is when you're employing supply-side policies, such as lighter regulations or lower tax rates. I'd like to see some good growth, but I'm not seeing that from this administration.
No, the growth rate is much lower than that the United States is capable of at this point. That's for sure, 1%. We could have 3%, but for that, I think you do need to think about the regulatory side, as you mentioned. And it's a whole ramification of different kinds of policies. Let's not forget about monetary policy. That's been the focus of the conversation here. But we need to supplement that with a more responsible fiscal policy and regulatory policy, which I think is very important as well.
All right. Nobody does it better than my friend John Tao. John, thank you ever so much. We appreciate your checking in. Great report. Folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to do some stock market work on the other side of the break, and we're trying to keep an eye on Russia, get as much information as we can. I'm Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We'll be back in just a few. Please stick around.